When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
Over, lend me an ear, fresh out of clover, mortgaged up to here. But don't pass the plate, folks, don't pass the cup. I figure whenever you're down and out, the only way is up.
And I'll be up like a rosebud, high on the vine. Don't thumb your nose, bud, take a tip from mine.
I'm a little bit short of the elbow room, but let me get me some. And look out, world, here I come. Nobody in the world was ever without a prayer.
How can you win the world if nobody knows you're there?
Kid, when you need the crowd, the tickets are hard to sell. Still, you can lead the crowd if you can get up and yell.
But don't pass the plate, folks, don't pass the cup. I figure whenever you're down and out, the only way is up.
And I'll be up like a rosebud, high on the vine. Don't thumb your nose, bud, take a tip from mine.
I'm a little bit short of the elbow room, but let me get me some. Hear me shout, world, here I come. Hear me shout, world, here I come.
Wow, don't you want to look over the career of the man who wrote that music? Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, and this man's music just leaves me breathless. So today's episode is called Breathless Cy, a tribute to the one and only Cy Coleman, one of the most versatile, humorous, involving, multifaceted composer in Broadway history. And that song, you probably may know if you ever played in a high school marching band. It's one of the most popular songs of all time. It's from a 1962 moderately successful musical called Wildcat, starring who? Hands in the back, yes you, right, Lucille Ball. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting. Out of a very nice fall day here in Southampton, New York. And what a nice way to celebrate this wonderful composer whose work I enjoyed so much in the theater, but also enjoy so much listening to because so many different interesting artists have covered him. Let us go back to Seymour Kaufman, as he was originally known. He was born in 1929, about half a year before the stock market crash, and he was classically trained. He was a piano prodigy, and they all thought he would go on to great, you know, recital fame, but he sort of caught the jazz bug and formed his own trio. And by the mid-50s, he was one of that group of songwriters around the Brill Building and Tin Pan Alley, trying to hook up with various performers to get his music heard in nightclubs or in Vegas or whatever. And among his fan base were Mabel Mercer and Tony Bennett. And two people we're going to hear now, Shirley Horn and Barbara Streisand. And these are two early Coleman songs with lyrics by the incomparable Carolyn Lee, by all accounts a very difficult person, but first rate in the wonderful, touching, witty lyric department. So first we'll hear The Rules of the Road, music by Cy Coleman.
So these are the ropes, the tricks of the trade, the rules of the road. You're one of those dopes for whom they were made, the rules of the road. You follow that kiss and recklessly miss the bend in the road. And suddenly this, the end of the road. Now love is a hoax, a glittering string of little white lies. And these are the jokes, and what if they bring the tears to your eyes? Well, love often shows a funny return. The brighter it glows, the longer you burn. And God only knows love has little concern for the fools of the road. That's how it goes. You live and you learn the rules of the groove. A hoax, a glittering string of little white lies. But these are the jokes, and what if they bring the tears to your eyes? Well, love often shows the funny return. The brighter it glows, the longer you burn. And God only knows love has little concern for the fools of the road. Well, that's how it goes. You live and you learn the rules of the road. The rules of the road. The rules of the road. The rules of the road.
When on foreign shores I am, very truly yours I am. But if inclined to play I am, sweetheart, that's the way I am. When in Spain, for reasons I don't explain, I remain enjoying a brew. Don't deplore my fondness for Thunderdor. You know how a Thunderdor can lead to a few. And baby, when in Rome, I do as the Romans do. If perchance I'm saying farewell to France, and romance drops in from the blue, cherchez l'amour, I beg of you, please endure my taking a brief detour with somebody new. It's just that when in Rome I do as the Romans do. And though from Italy I lie to you prettily, oh, don't think
esempio i biondi, i biondi di Firenze, di Venezia, e i bruni di Palermo, di Milano, you know what I mean? If I ride happily, best wishes from Napoli, don't cable me snappily to tell me we're through, cause I'm once again in Rome, in somebody's den in Rome. Well, honey bunch, then in Rome I do as the Romans do. So just disregard the signs and the omens. When in Rome I do as the Romans do. Veni, vidi, vinci.
Great number from Barbra Streisand's first album, People, written by Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee, When in Rome. And today we are breathlessly celebrating and enjoying the music of Cy Coleman on our show, Breathless Cy. Well, in the early 60s, and actually from the 50s on, if you were a kind of novelty Tin Pan Alley singles composer the way Cy Coleman was, you were looking desperately to get hooked up with a big old Broadway show. And Coleman and Lee auditioned for a lot of stuff. They supposedly auditioned for Gypsy, for which they wrote the song Firefly. Don't ask me how that fit into Gypsy. We'll never know. And Witchcraft, sorry, that Tony Bennett made a big hit out of and Sinatra made a big hit out of. And they finally got their chance with a 1962 show called Wildcat, which was this vehicle that Lucille Ball wanted to return to, you know, Broadway, name over the title. Pretty uninspired musical about oil strikes and wildcatting and Oklahoma. Who knows? Doesn't matter. Here is a demo tape of Carolyn Lee and Cy Coleman singing a beautiful song, two beautiful songs that were cut from that show. Far Away From Home and Angelina, the writers Cy Coleman and Carolyn Lee.
Familiar talk again, and walk again the streets you left behind. And you see once more the house, that welcome door, and all the things you journeyed back to find. But through all the smell of dear things everywhere, if no one's there to beg you not to roam, then you might as well be lost, a star away, for you.
I hear a voice, it's Angelina. I see a face, it's Angelina. It's Angelina always on my mind, like an island evergreen, a safe place when it's stormy. I see Angelina, warm and kind and waiting for me. And tell me who is Angelina, and tell me why it's Angelina. It's Angelina everywhere I roam. Tell me too, why no one can compare. Can she be all that fair? Or I so far away from home?
Here again,
see her face.
Talk
it's Angelina.
Again. And walk
it's
again.
Angelina.
The streets
always
you left behind. And you see
evergreen,
the house.
A safe place.
That will
when it's stormy.
And
I
all the things you
journeyed
back to find
mankind and waiting for me
but
and tell me who
all
is Angelina and tell me why
things
it's
everywhere.
Angelina
if
it's
no
Angelina
one's there to
everywhere
beg you not to roam.
Tell
then
me
you
to I no one can compare.
Be lost.
Can she
star
be
away
there?
For you still far
for I so
away
far away
from home. The
composer is Cy Coleman and lyricist Carolyn Lee from A Song Not Used in Wildcat. I am indebted to two new projects, You Fascinate Me So, a biography of Cy Coleman by Andy Probst, and the accompanying CD that comes out. So if you're a musical theater fan, go get that because it has rarities like that demo recording. Their big chance was Little Me with Sid Caesar, again, a TV comic who wanted to star in a Broadway show. And here they hit pay dirt. They had a lot of great, great, funny score. Here's to Us, I've Got Your Number, and the one song that had huge popular effect with Jack Jones, and my favorite recording of the song by Robert Goulet, Real Live Girl.
But I've never done this with a real live girl. Straight off the farm with an actual arm full of real live girl. Pardon me if your affectionate squeeze fogs up my goggles and buckles my knees. I'm simply drowned in the sight and the sound and the scent and the feel of a real live girl. Similes that have set my heart off in a whirl, but nothing can beat getting swept off your feet by a real live girl. Dreams in your bunk don't compare with a hunk of a real live girl. Speaking of miracles, this must be it. Just when I started to learn how to knit, I'm all in stitches from finding what riches are. Girl.
Robert Goulet singing Cy Coleman's wonderful tune from Little Me. Now, Carolyn Lee was supposedly a, quote, difficult person to work with, unquote, whatever that means. I know in Little Me, when they had to cut one of her songs out of town, she called a policeman to arrest the director. Luckily, that didn't come to much. And Cy Coleman did, however, need to move on to another lyricist, and he picked Carolyn Lee, who'd been writing, gosh, lyrics since the 1920s, this great avatar of the great American songbook, and they got along famously on the Bob Fosse musical written for Gwen Verdon, Sweet Charity. And even the cut songs from this show are unbelievably great. So we'll hear two songs cut from Sweet Charity, music by Cy Coleman, lyrics by Dorothy Fields. And here is Bobby Short to sing one of my favorite songs about New York City ever.
Today I feel New York is really my personal property, right down Broadway to City Hall. Every supermarket, every 5 and 10, the Lincoln Center and the great UN, it's all my personal property. Central Park is merely my private menagerie. I've carved my name on every tree. From the Yonkers Raceway down to Bowling Green, I own everything around and all the in-between. It's all my personal property. Planetarium is mine alone. The old aquarium I also own. And since today I feel New York is really my personal property, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. Since I like you property, right down Broadway to City Hall. Every supermarket, every 5 and 10, the Lincoln Center and the great UN, it's all my personal property. Zoo and Central Park is merely my private menagerie. I've carved my name on every tree. From the Yonkers Raceway down to Bowling Green, I own everything around it, all the in-between. It's all my personal property. The planetarium is mine alone. The old aquarium much, so very, very much, I'm gonna split it with you. Since I like you very much, so very, very much, I'm gonna split it with you.
Pop went on the road, winter and summer. He
He was a traveling salesman, what the trade called a drummer. He worked for a firm called Juvenile Frocks, and once and so often he'd bring home a box. That was the box I'd fall on if my hands were clean. Pop, let me try them on. Number 553, the Juvenile Frock for me. Was real Parisian. First I'd model it for Ma, then I'd hand it back to Pa. Pink taffeta sample, size 10. It had 27 buttons, which were sewed on very straight. The skirt spread like a fan, and besides, it fit me better than the burgundy sample, size 8. Then my dream went in the suitcase. Papa had to catch a train, and it never would be mine. He would sell it off the Pennsylvania. Then on my 11th birthday, Pop was way out in Cheyenne. That's the birthday I love most, 'cause what came by
was Mimi Hines singing a cut song from Sweet Charity, Pink Taffeta, Sample Size 10. Well, we've been on the air for almost 4 years, and we finally got Mimi Hines on the radio. And what a great song that is. So any listeners out there who want to do an audition piece or an acting piece, you can't do better than that. Well, Sweet Charity was a major hit for Gwen Verdon, and it certainly established Cy Coleman, and it was turned into a pretty good film, also directed by Bob Fosse, in which they kind of amped up the star wattage. So we will hear Shirley MacLaine and Cheetah Rivera and Paula Kelly singing There's Gotta Be Something Better Than This from the film of Sweet Charity, music by Cy Coleman.
There's gotta be something better than this. There's gotta be something better to do. And when I find me something better to do, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get up, get out and do it. If there's gotta be some respectable trade, there's gotta be something easy to learn. And when I find me something I ever can learn, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get up, get out and learn it. All these
these jokers. Oh, I hate them with their groping, grabbing, clutching,
lynching,
strangling, handling,
fumbling, pinching.
Fooey!
There's gotta be some life cleaner than this. There's gotta be some good reason to live. And when I find me some kind of life I can live, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get up, live it!
I got it. I have got it.
What?
I am gonna be a receptionist in one of those glass skyscrapers, 9 to 5. My own typewriter.
Yeah.
And water coolers and office parties. Ooh, and coffee breaks. Wow.
When I sit at my desk on the 41st floor in my copy of a copy of a copy of Dior, I'll receive big tycoons and I'll point to a chair. I'll say, honey, while you're waiting, how would you like to put it down over there?
There's gotta be something better than this. There's gotta be something better to do. And when I find me something better to do, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get up, do it!
Hey, hey, me too, me too. I'm gonna get out of here and I'm gonna go right to the top. I am gonna be a hat check girl at one of them East Side high class restaurants.
Yeah.
You know, a tray full of cigarettes costs them 60 cents a pack and keep the change. And all those hats coming in, derbies, Hamburgs. Ooh, and that cute little checkered number with the skinny brim and the feather.
Check your hat, sir, check your coat, sir, check your vest, sir, check your pants, check your socks, sir, check your shoes, sir, I can hold them while you dance. Check your eyes, sir, check your ears, sir, check and see if you are free. How about it? After hours, I'll check you, and you check me.
Me too. I'm gonna get out too.
But baby, what can you do?
I don't know. I'll just get me out of here and I'll figure it out later.
There's gotta be some life cleaner than this. There's gotta be some good reason to live.
And when I find me some kind of life I can live,
I'm gonna get up, I'm gonna get out, I'm gonna get up, live it!
There's something better than the music of Cy Coleman? I can't imagine what it would be. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on WPPB 88.3 FM. And today, breathlessly, we're enjoying the music of Cy Coleman. Breathless Sigh is our episode. Well, I take you back, listeners, to I think it was February of 1978, a huge blizzard in Boston, and a young man named Larry Maslon was sitting in the mezzanine watching a matinee of On the 20th Century, and it blew me away so much that during intermission, the people in front of me said, "Sir, would you mind stop enjoying it so much? You're ruining it for the rest of us." What a great show. What a great score. Funny and imaginative and also rhapsodically beautiful. Here is John Cullum and Madeline Kahn from the original cast of On the 20th Century.
Our private world is like a play about a pair of lovers. The plot says only we may enter, and only we may share. On our planet made only for two, night after night, day after day, living a private to character play. Here in our private world,
our private world is like a
Tony-winning score by Cy Coleman, lyrics by Comden and Green. I'm glad this revival last season has brought back the spotlight to that terrific score. Well, Cy Coleman was everywhere in the mid-70s, early 80s, early 90s. A lot of shows finally brought to fruition on Broadway. City of Angels won the crown that year, a wonderful spoof of 1940s detective novels, and it allowed Coleman to get into this really kind of weird Mel Torme and the Meltones world, which he clearly loved. Here's from the London cast album of City of Angels, Everybody's Gotta Be Somewhere.
Here's one for the rule of thumb department. Poor girls run away from home looking for something better. Rich girls can't wait to find anything worse. To find Mrs. Kingsley's daughter, Mallory, I started at the top by going right to the bottom of the barrel.
Expedition. Everybody's gotta be somewhere.
right on her trail.
This tomato was a hot potato.
This case is a beaut.
Dig deep and keep on digging.
She's the holy grail.
She's needle in haystack heaven.
You're in hot pursuit.
You're warm, getting warmer. Don't be so deep. Stop following every lead. Don't put your feet up, turn the heat up. Everybody's gotta be somewhere.
Where's that dame? Where's she gone to? She's a flame that you're drawn to. Where, I wonder, am I gonna find this chick? It's quite a blunder to underestimate her. She's a sty in the eye of a private dick. She looked familiar.
Beneath the numerous guys, yours would be hard to forget. I regret to say, she's one I never leave my eyes on.
Where, I wonder, am I gonna find this chick? It's quite a blunder to underestimate her. She's a star in the eye of a private dick. She looked familiar,
though I've never seen. Like this, so young and ripe, you're missing. This is not the time to miss a misdemeanor. Why don't you let me choose and change your pace for broads like this? She came to the right place.
Where's that dame? Where's she gone?
You're quite a masterful detective, and it's your lucky day to stumble on us. You'll find a surplus, it hardly seems at random. Your wise is scrutinized.
Bam! Cy Coleman. As I said, Cy Coleman was, in fact, everywhere, let alone somewhere, in the 70s and 80s, and he wrote a very beautiful little miniature show called I Love My Wife, with a great score, lyrics by Michael Stewart. But I'm going to do something here I've waited 3.5 years to do. This is Bill Evans, who one of the great jazz pianists of the 20th century, and he tackles this amazing title number from the show in such an interesting way. It's a long cut, but it brings me to tears every time I hear it, and certainly celebrates the melodic and harmonic genius of Cy Coleman. Here is Bill Evans playing the title song to I Love My Wife. Thanks for indulging me. Track just takes my breath away. Well, Cy Coleman was nothing if not ambitious, and for the musical Barnum, which he also, I think, produced, he wrote a great anthem for the end of Act One. This is Michael Crawford, a rare recording from the London cast album of Barnum. Lyrics by Michael Stewart, music by our one and only Cy Coleman.
Staying home, living day by day, maybe safe, but it can be duller. Seeing things only black and gray, when the world is alive with color. Doing just as your neighbors do, maybe wise, but it ain't so clever. Every man has a dream or two, let him go and they're gone forever. Out there somewhere, just out of sight, there's a world that's blazing with light. Stray just a mite from the straight and narrow, shoot through the night like a flaming arrow. Turning back should the highway bend, turning down every chance you're given. Takes the risk out of life, but friend, how the hell can you call that living? Staying put in a pumpkin shell is a bleak and depressing habit. There's a ring on the carousel, and it's yours if you'll only grab it. Out there somewhere, just down the line, there's a world of glory and shine. One square foot there's gotta be mine. Once in his life when a man decides, once when he stands where the road divides, once on a hill as the morning grows, once if he will he can see. Fires glow, flags streaming, spires grow, towers gleaming. In a land where the dawn is clear, in a sky where the sun's forever, on a plain where it's spring all year, and the dark of the night comes never. Somewhere out there, just out of sight, forget the past. Once in his life to behold at last. With his own two eyes, what lies out there?
Michael Crawford from Barnum. Well, I hope you've been left breathless today by the music of Cy Coleman. He was masterful, he was jazzy, he was moving, he was a master of funk, which we'll hear in a second. And here is a demo recording. It's not the best quality, but I think it's worth hearing because you hear his passion and his own piano playing with his trio. Cy Coleman playing from the score to Barnum. I think I speak for all of us when I say, Mr. Coleman, we like your style.
What's right for you is wrong for me. Together we're a part of country mile. But I like your style. I like your style. When I propose, then you protest. What's my delight? You just detest. Too sweet a fight you ever reckon. Style, but I like your style. I like your style. No shouts or quarrels, no blows or tears. One simple fuss to dissect and discuss for the next 100 years. Thank you.
blessed day we sweetly filled with no humor, and yes I will. You wonder how we made it down the aisle. Well, I like your style. I like your style.
The time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.